I think Derry showed that from early on, that it was going to be, again, a bit of a battle like the other night in Omagh. Scores were going to be hard to come by. There was plenty of defenders back marshalling their own sector of the field, and we found it difficult enough to break them down. I suppose at a stage when they went three up in the first half, they didn't look very good for us. Made a good surge at the end of the first half to pull it back to a draw game, and that ultimately was very important, because if we'd gone into the second half here 3 points down, I think we'd had a huge task in our hands to get something out of this game. So it was a struggle then right through the second half, and it was at the vital time, maybe our experience and that bit of sort of quality that we brought in at half time. And I suppose the goal in itself too is something to do with this new rule thing. You know, naturally defenders, when they hear a whistle for a free, they stop, and that's what happened there. Like, we didn't even contest anything after that, so that's a danger for that kind of rule that has been brought in. So I don't know how we, like, if that's where to stay, you'd see that the people who make the mark, the person who's marking them, won't move away from them very quickly. And I don't know what that's going to cause, you know, but I think this could cause problems anyway. And as for the other frustrating rule, I think everybody talks about it in terms of frustrating the spectators, us on the line, the players, and indeed, I'm sure, the officials. I don't see what it's achieving other than making players play silly foot passes that are not adding anything to our game. Winning the ball back when the opposition have it is a great fillip to your own team, and I suppose it's an example that they're setting down for the rest of the players that this can be done. Brian Kennedy's immense there just in this year, and his physical presence and his ball winning ability, and indeed, as you say, his tackling and turnover qualities are so good, and it's great to see it. And Petey's been at that for years, as well as every other aspect of his game, which I think is good to watch as well. So yeah, it's a setting an example for more to follow, and I suppose that's the name of the game now, Buller.
On Derry Kahneman, I mean, it's quite a composed performance from Derry, but there was panic there anytime he got on the ball there in that second half.
Absolutely, he has that ability to put panic into defences, you know, and obviously he's a light young lad, yet he's still maturing, and the physicality of it is a challenge for him, but it doesn't deter him. You know, he's ready to go for everything. He's got that ability to evade tackles and all the rest, and you know, if he hadn't been wailed out of it there, I think he'd have got a fine shot at goal there near the end as well. So he's game, he'll go for everything. It doesn't matter if he makes a mistake, he doesn't let it bother him, he just picks up the pieces and goes on, you know. We like to have the Mechanna Cup to experiment with players, and we've introduced 8 or 9 players this year to the Mechanna Cup, so we want to see what they can do and how far they can go at this level, and maybe it's not for them just now, but we get a hint of what they might do in the future. So it's good. It's good to get 5 games to be able to do that and give them a reasonable amount of game time across the 5-4 games to date, and someone will give game time in the 5th.